Exclusive, Mark W. Smith, Ukraine Paying the Price for Not Enshrining Right to Bear Arms into Constitution. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on May 23, 2023. Mark W. Smith, a constitutional attorney. Author of Disarmed, What the Ukraine War Teaches Americans About the Right to Bear Arms. And host of the Four Boxes Diner YouTube channel. Told Breitbart News the Ukraine war illustrates the left's hypocrisy on the Second Amendment and that the country is paying the price for its decision not to enshrine the right to bear arms into its constitution. Smith highlighted the hypocrisy of President Joe Biden and the American left for arming Ukraine while trying to disarm American citizens. Listen. Alex, think about this. We have Joe Biden in the White House saying that the Second Amendment is a relic, that Americans don't need guns, right? Smith said to Breitbart News Daily host Alex Marlow. And yet at the exact same time, here we have Joe Biden and the administration turning over fully automatic machine guns to the Ukrainian citizens to fight these foreign invaders, Russia, right? Smith said. And that, to me, just checkmates the left to show that, indeed, that arms do save lives against all forms of tyranny. Smith, a constitutional law attorney, told Marlow that Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story, a Madison appointee who wrote the first definitive account of what the Constitution meant as a commentator, highlighted the importance of the Second Amendment. He specifically said that the right of citizens to bear arms is the palladium of the Republic, Smith said. It is the essence of the Republic, because you cannot have a citizenry if you don't have, among other things, the right to bear arms. You have to have their private property, you have to have the right to vote. And you have to have the right to defend yourself with the right to arms. Speaking on the Ukraine war, Smith told Marlow that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is arming citizens who are becoming a de facto militia to help fight alongside the Ukrainian military. And we know for a fact, I report this in the book Disarmed, that there are countless examples of Ukrainian citizens training with arms and learning how to use arms and helping fight alongside the armed forces of Ukraine, Smith said. In other words, you basically have armed citizens in the Ukraine now becoming a de facto militia fighting alongside the formal military of the Ukraine government. He then talked about how former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama aided in disarming Ukraine. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton were both heavily influential in disarming Ukraine, because after the fall of the Soviet Union, Ukraine had massive amounts of small arms, they had rifles, AK-47s and the ammunition that went along with it. They even have new nuclear weapons stockpiles. And yet it was the American politicians on the left, that disarmament group of Obama, who at the time was a senator, by the way, and Bill Clinton encouraged us to what they basically, and I quote them extensively in this book, they said, "For the security of the Ukrainian people, we need to disarm them," Smith explained. He also mentioned that Ukraine is paying the price for its decision not to enshrine the right to bear arms in its constitution. And by the way, this is very important. About 10 years ago, the Ukrainians contemplated adopting a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. They literally contemplated doing the exact same thing we did about a decade ago. And I write extensively about what they did and what they contemplated. And they ultimately chose not to adopt a right to keep and bear arms, a Ukrainian version of our Second Amendment. They chose not to do that over a decade ago, which I point out is, now, of course, they're paying the price, Smith said. Smith then said the anti-gun movement, which aims to have a government monopoly on gun ownership, is doing terribly in the United States. He drew parallels between Daniel Penny's manslaughter case and the anti-gun left's determination to erase the right to self-defense. Now I tie that into, by the way, what happened on the subway with the U.S. Marine just a couple of weeks ago, where again, the reason why, a reason why he's been indicted, in my view, is to discourage Americans from exercising the right to self-defense. Because the right to keep them, their arms, has no meaning if they tell you you can have guns, but you can't use it for self-defense, then what's the point of the guns, right? So we also have to be aware of that. And yeah, overall the anti-gun agenda. And America is doing terribly, he said. Smith highlighted the 27 states with permitless carry as evidence of the gun control movement losing steam in the country. Instead of fighting for gun control in Republican-led states, Smith explained the anti-gun movement is redoubling and tripling down on all their efforts in Democrat-led cities and states. Still, Smith said one of the bright spots for the Second Amendment is former President Donald Trump's three Supreme Court appointees. Well, in the pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights agenda, there's a lot of bright spots, a lot of them. Number one is the growth of permitless carry or constitutional carry to 27 states, Smith said. Number two is, and this is counterintuitive, but I think the COVID experience and the riots of 2020 have taught all Americans, or almost all Americans, not just red state Americans, that the reality is you are your own first responder. That the police, no matter how earnest and hardworking they are, as a practical matter cannot get there almost all the time before a mass shooting occurs, before a riot breaks out. And at the end of the day, you have to protect yourself and your family, he added. And I think the other bright spot, of course, is the Supreme Court. People asked me what do you think was Donald Trump's greatest accomplishment when it came to the second right to keep and bear arms? And I say there's three names, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. Those Supreme Court confirmations are the greatest legacy that President Trump has given to the right to keep and bear arms and to the Constitution and respect for it, Smith said. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 o'clock to 9 a.m. Eastern.